Come gather round the fire, campers, so that we may burn you with our hot takes. This is the Sportsnet Hot Stove on Toronto Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
It's the Sportsnet Hot Stove along the Sportsnet Radio Network. My name is George Russick, in for Rob Wong, joined alongside Sportsnet.ca's Gear Joyce.
Hello.
And Sportsnet 590 The Fan's Josh Goldberg.
Big morning this morning.
It's a huge morning. Usually we like to, you know, toss around the topics of the week, have some fun that way, look back at the week, but you have to start with the blockbuster news from baseball overnight while you were sleeping. So when you're waking up, Blue Jay fan, you're putting your coffee and you're making your coffee, going to have it, maybe fry up some bacon. Bad news. Giancarlo Stanton on his way to the Evil Empire in a deal that's going to include Starlin Castro and not the best Yankees prospects, some apparently mid-level prospects. The deal is pending physicals because Giancarlo Stanton said, yeah, I'm going to approve the trade. So it's happening. So there's a chance here that Stanton and Aaron Judge could potentially hit, what, 120 home runs combined next season? This is the first time two teammates will play on the same team with 50-plus homers since Maryson Mantle in 62. Scary, scary stuff, and so much scare for the Yankees. Remember how last season we were all like, oh, hey, those Yankees, I kind of like them. You got Aaron Judge, you got Gary Sanchez, they grew their own players. You're like, hey, they're a likable team. And now they're back to being the Evil Empire.
And it's insider trading with Derek Jeter.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Do you need another reason to hate Derek Jeter? Like, seriously. You know, bad enough that he fires Andre Dawson and Tony Perez, but then dealing Stanton to his former team. I mean, maybe they can retire his number again.
Right.
I have to think that Stanton will work out somewhat better than Jason Giambi did back in the day. Like, it's a for reals thing, him going there. They were a great underdog story this season. If the Yankees can ever be underdogs, they actually were this year. Joe Girardi's probably just slashing his wrist right now.
I mean, good luck to Aaron Boone. I mean, I'm not saying that he may not be qualified to manage that team as a first-time manager really at any level, but you want to talk about pressure. I mean, in addition to just being the Yankees in New York and the pressure cooker of that whole market, you're managing now, you know, a stacked roster that just got even more
terrifying,
you know, top-heavy, talented. Yeah, very, very top-heavy. And who knows? They're not done yet. I mean, they're probably looking to fortify that rotation, maybe add more in the infield. You know, that roster is certainly not set yet, I wouldn't say.
Well, and that's the biggest thing, because this really wasn't a position of need for the New York Yankees. They just decided that, hey, they saw an opportunity here where Stanton gives that list of four teams he'd go to, the Astros, the Cubs, the Dodgers, the other teams. They saw that there's potential here, that because I think they still feel a little burned from the Ohtani thing. I thought they were probably going to get him. They didn't. So they're like, okay, so this is what we're going to do now. We're going to go out and get Stanton. Let's load things up. And when you look at the money, because Stanton still owned $295 million for the next 10 years, which is a ridiculous ticket, but only for next season. Starlin Castro was making $10.8 million. They're only adding $15 million to the payroll, and they added the guy who hit 57 home runs last season. It's just a scary proposition. And Josh says they're not done. They still need to address their starting rotation. And do you got, because we might as well play fantasy baseball, because this is like a fantasy baseball trade you do on video games. What if they get Bryce Harper, too? Do you think they're out of the Bryce Harper sweepstakes next year, too, Garrett? Because I don't.
I don't see them getting Bryce Harper. I don't. There's only so much oxygen in the room.
Could you imagine that outfield, though? An $800 million outfield if Bryce Harper's there with Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton?
You know what it does for the Bryce Harper situation is I think it actually gives him to the Cubs some legitimate legs now. I mean, that was a kind of a pipe dream situation, but I mean, the Yankees are maybe going to be interested. I know Washington will, and really almost any team that can feasibly afford it will be in on it. But, you know, he's got the connection with Chris Bryant from their days in Vegas playing together when they were kids. That would be cool if those two are playing together, and then you have Judge and Stanton playing together. It may not be great for the rest of baseball and competitive balance, but it would be really cool to see the Cubs and Yankees be really good for a really long time.
I never saw Ohtani going to the Yankees.
Really?
Yeah, I thought he would go West Coast full on. I thought Dodgers, possibly Seattle with Ichiro Love.
I thought maybe it would be a Matsui situation too. We saw when Matsui was there and there was a big Japanese contingent, and they even had, remember in the outfield, they had the Japanese advertising
because
not so many people were watching games. And I think because of the Yankees, the marquee franchise in baseball, one of the marquee franchises in all of professional sports, I think they thought, you know, because we're the Yankees, this guy might come here, didn't want to do it. Kind of weird that he picked the Angels. We'll get to that in a sec, but is this good for baseball still? Is it good that he goes there, or the Yankees are now must-watch television because you have the two most exciting players in baseball playing on the same team?
Well, it's funny. Earlier you said it wasn't a position of need, but the thing is, with the Yankees, there is just a voracious appetite for anything, right?
Yes.
Like, it, bigger is better, whether it's need or not. You know, I think that the Patriots are good for the NFL. I think having a heel team, you know, having villains, you know, sort of Ted DiBiase franchises, you know, where everyone has their price, right? I think that those are pretty good for drawing interest.
Because you love to hate watch.
You love to hate them.
Yeah.
But it can be bad for business if they actually come through and win.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem, right? You're looking at now, because Stanton's not, you know, past it or anything.
He's
I know he's dealt with some injuries, but yeah, he's right in the prime. Judge has got many, many years ahead of him. And, you know, this is going to be an issue for a long time for American League teams. And I mean, obviously as a Blue Jay market here, it's difficult to swallow having, you know, that just terrifying duo in the division. But how about the Red Sox? They were very much interested in Stanton. They were prepared to make a deal for him. And then the rug gets pulled from underneath them because he's not interested. And then he goes to their biggest rival. And now you have to watch him come into Fenway Park and bash a bunch of home runs for the next, you know, 8 to 10 years or however long it is.
So, and I'm glad you said the Blue Jays. So when you look at the American League in the last 3 days, the Mariners got better getting D. Gordon for essentially nothing because the Marlins want to shed payroll. That's a guy the Blue Jays have had interest in seemingly years. Athletic guy, can hit. Obviously, he had that PED suspension, big deal. He could have helped the Blue Jays out. Ohtani goes to the Angels. That's another team, the Blue Jays, if they have any aspirations of making it to the playoffs. The Angels are a potential wild card team, if not one of the favorites now in the American League West. That's a team the Blue Jays will be competing with for a playoff spot. The Yankees are, of course, better today, getting 57 home runs in the lineup and the reigning National League MVP. If you're a Blue Jay fan today, do you look at Mark and Ross and go, guys, winter meeting's coming up here. Jeff Blair, Mike Wheeler are going to be there all week. Are we doing something here? Because the goal was to compete. You signed Marco Estrada for 2018. The goal is we still want to go for it in 2018. Do you think this changes at all for them, or they need to do something here, Gare, drastically, because there's a lot of positions of need here on the Blue Jays?
If you're a Blue Jay fan right now, I would say go back to bed.
Right? Yeah.
You know, like right. there is no good news here. You're right. Players of interest have gone off the board for them. Did anyone really think that they were in the Ohtani sweepstakes?
No.
Like, not a prayer.
Gare, apparently, the Blue Jays showed him a nice video of Toronto, and he appreciated it. So we have that.
Yeah.
So he liked the video of Toronto. So that's nice. We have that. That's nice.
Yeah, the Ministry of Tourism at work. There's no good news here for the Jays, and I'm sort of half expecting that we'll see Donaldson gone sooner rather than later. And so the Blue Jays are moving in the opposite cycle right now.
Yeah.
And that's the interesting thing, right? The Donaldson domino now. do the Blue Jays trade him? Because you've pretty much maximized everything you've gotten out of the Donaldson deal. The guy won the MVP. You made two trips to the playoffs. 2015, you were really close to getting to the World Series. Does this move, you think, facilitate a Donaldson trade? Do the Blue Jays still think they can compete? Because if you look at their rotation, if their rotation's healthy, and Aaron Sanchez is going to throw now for the first time in months, that's good news. Marcus Stroman had a tremendous season. I think the 2017 was a year where we didn't talk enough about how well Marcus Stroman pitched because we focused on so much negative surrounding the Blue Jays. If Jay Happ can bounce back, if they can add the rotation. With this rotation, this team can be competitive in the American League. Can it not, Josh?
Yeah, no, I definitely think it can be competitive. And I just don't know what kind of message it sends to your fans if you make a reactionary move to one of your biggest rivals, adding, you know, even though he is the reigning NL MVP, you knew that the Yankees were going to be active trying to improve their roster. They always are. So are the Red Sox. You know the reality of the division you play in. So if that was really going to tilt it one way or the other for you dealing Donaldson, that doesn't really inspire a ton of confidence. Well, with the Jays, the problem is there's not a lot of margin for error here, right? I mean, everything needs to go right. They need to stay healthy. And they also need to add to their roster right now because you look at the infield, I know they made the deal for Diaz, but you're still relying on Travis and Tulowitzki probably more than they realistically can give you based on their respective track records. The outfield's a huge question mark. I mean, right now you're looking at Steve Pearce and Teoscar Hernandez probably being relied on in corner outfield spots. Like, is Kevin Pillar going to be back? You mentioned the rotation. There's a lot to like there, but, I mean, it is hinges on A, everyone being healthy, and you know, yep. Estrada fought the back issues at least for a portion of last year. Sanchez had the blister, and everyone pitching as well as they did, those that were successful last year. So could they be competitive in the wild card race with a lot of good teams? Yes, but a lot of things need to go right for them to stay afloat in that kind of race.
I don't know who's having a worse day, Blue Jay fans or the promotions department for the Miami Marlins, because how are you going to, hey, the first dozen fans get to see player X, Starling Castro?
Well, the Marlins promotions department is starting lower, right?
Yeah, you exactly. Know, the bar is really low.
Yeah, they can't fall.
When I look at the Blue Jays, I think they can be competitive, but Josh, you're right. Everything has to go right for the Blue Jays for them to have a tremendous 2017. And I don't like feeling, when the Yankees make a move like this, this fan base shouldn't feel like, oh, that can't be us. Because it can be us. We just choose not to be that. The Blue Jays have the most money far and away of any team in all of baseball. It's just they choose not to spend it. And I think that's maybe the frustrating point here for the Blue Jays. If you're a Marlins fan this morning, if there's like six of you out there who are actually Marlins fans, this is just a reality situation being a Marlins fan. You can't afford to keep these guys. You got two nice World Series championships. The one in 97 was obviously purchased. The one in 03 was, hey, look at that. Unbelievable. Look what drafting does. That's just the reality of being a small market team. But the Blue Jays, we're not a small market team. We're the only team in this country. We saw what happens when this team is great. We saw the ratings, the interest. Toronto's a massive market. And I think that's the frustrating part. Why can't we overspend and get these big-time players to compete with the big boys? Because we can. We just choose not to. Is that what the maddening part of it is about being a Blue Jays fan, Gare?
I think so. I think it would be a maddening thing, not just for Blue Jays fans. It would be a maddening thing for Blue Jays franchise players, right?
Yeah.
And we've seen this in the past when players in the clubhouse have spoken out about the Jays not making moves on deadline. We have to go back 3 years for that, I guess.
Right.
So it's not that fans don't matter, but that the players matter more, right? And yeah. If you are Marcus Stroman, or if you are Josh Donaldson, and you see everyone else making moves and major players are in play and they're not falling here, like, it has to be completely exasperating for them.